This is Dr. Tiberi Velasquez with Fred Fisher and Antonio Gomez. The report is 12965. Indicate the show of colorectal cancer screening. Solution given the CR and CR. This is obviously the local sports or the clinical. The periodic patient class is heart person polypectin, class to heart stable polypectin. The class is cold bass, is to the local class to see if I can send the patient player that is sent to work on a consumer and send calls by itself. That is called as a pressure, this is a patient. Coming on, I appear to be second nodular. I'm not sure whether these are the terminal ileal mucosa, which is basically prolapsing into the ileocecal valve, or it is the nodularity because of tubular villus and the tubular nerve happening on the ileocecal valve. Biopsy will take multiple biopsy to take a slag diagnosis. Coming on, the prep was inadequate, suboptimal prep. Multiple irrigation was done, certainly not a good visualization of the colon. There was a 1.5 millimeter size polyp noted as the splenic flexure, removed the heart port, supposed to serve no post polyp active bleeding. Patient appears scared, I was closest. In the rectum with a 10 centimeter, I saw semi potential polyp, about 5 millimeters removed the heart supposed to serve no post polyp active bleeding, and the patient then saw hemorrhagic bleeding, which said the research, which is represented by fine colonoscopy up to cecum. Number two, suboptimal slash inadequate suboptimal prep. And number three, splenic flexure polyp noted, remove the heart forcing polypectomy, rectal polyp noted within 10 centimeters from the anus, same appendicular, remove the heart snail polyp, certainly both polyps are removed completely. And patient appears to have closest. Ileocecal valve appears to be thickened. I'm not sure whether this is, could this be terminal ileal mucosa prolapsing into the ileocecal valve with the cecum? Or is it a primary ileocecal valve disease as the tubular villus adenoma or tubular adenoma? Back to take a slag diagnosis. Retrofection is tubular hemorrhoid of the rect. Finding number one, colonoscopy, and number two, inadequate to suboptimal prep. Number three, second ileocecal valve question of this tubular adenoma, tubular villus adenoma, or this prolapsing to medium back to take a slag diagnosis. Number four, splenic flexure polyp 5 millimeter, remove heart force polyp successfully. Number six, rectal polyp within 10 centimeters of anus, 5 millimeters, same epidemic, remove the heart snail polyp, no post polyp is bleeding, no post polyp is bleeding. Number eight, internal hemorrhoid or bleeding. Please get out this recommendation, away from the polypathology, away from the ileocecal valve thickness because of pathology. If the ileocecal valve thickness because of pathology comes out of tubular adenoma or tubular adenoma, or comes out to be any neoplasm, then recommend patient to have advanced colonoscopy with the EMR. Otherwise, if that comes out negative for tubular adenoma or tubular villus adenoma, ileocecal valve biopsy comes negative for tubular adenoma or tubular villus adenoma, then I'm going to proceed with the colonoscopy with adequate prep, and that will be done in about next 3 weeks, 3 months. Advice is to take hyperactive water, follow one to your condition. Please see the cardiologist, primary care provider, Dr. Hector Rocha, and probably Dr. Parham Sadi. They are pursuing April 29th, 2023. It's April 29th, 2023. Patients are